and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for this episode is Joey Sanchez, Senior Director of Ecosystems at the ION Houston. Joey has recently joined the ION, which is a 300,000 square foot space in Midtown dedicated to connecting entrepreneurs, corporations, and academic communities in the name of innovation. A lifelong Houstonian, Joey joins the show today to share a bit about what to expect from the ION this year and why he's incredibly optimistic about the city's tech and innovation ecosystem. Joey, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you're no stranger to the Houston innovation ecosystem. I'm sure a lot of people listening already know you and know your story. But for those who don't, can we start with just, you know, you telling me a little bit about your career background and what initially attracted you to the tech scene here in Houston?
Yeah, no problem. So I'm a native to Sugar Land, Texas, born and raised and love Houston, love the city as a whole. It really is an amazing place to live. And I believe that tech is really our next frontier of industries to be a part of our tripod of industries that we have with the aerospace and medical and energy industries. But I started out 7 years ago with the Greater Houston Partnership. I started as a public policy analyst at the partnership and spent 5 years in that organization, getting to see the business community at a 50,000 foot view. And it was really empowering to see how the leadership of the Greater Houston Partnership and the business community drove policy changes, economic development, and everything in between. That kind of crescendoed with the Amazon Headquarters 2 search, where the RFP was sent out, Houston responded, Greater Houston Partnership was a big part in that RFP, and Houston wasn't on the top 20 list. So that really did inspire me to learn more about tech in Houston and the why. Why did we not get put on the top 20 list as the fourth largest city and the greatest country in the world? And that spawned Houston Exponential back in 2018. So I stayed in touch, kept up with all the latest news with the Houston Exponential. And in 2019, had the opportunity to join, which was excellent. I really enjoyed my time. One of the best teams I've ever worked for was at Houston Exponential, really dynamite group that, made some waves. We created Houston Tech Rodeo, the Listies, and many other programs that really resonate with a lot of the listeners here today. But now, as of 3 months ago, joined the ION, which is super exciting because the lights are turning on, the building's open, and the action is really starting. So glad to be here, glad to talk with you about it. And just Houston is really just beginning, and we all get to be a part of it. That's the most exciting part.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know this is actually the first time we're chatting since you started your role. So I'm excited to hear how it's been going over these past 3 months. And what exactly do you do in your role? What have you been tasked with?
Sure. So my title is Senior Director of Ecosystems. So I'm focusing specifically on the communities of entrepreneurs, of startups, of investors, and trying to bridge connections between all of those. It's really empowering because we're in a 300,000 square foot building, the old Sears building, right smack dab in Midtown Houston. And I started mid-October, and I started to see the momentum starting to build. We started to have Houston Startup Showcase in person for the first time in over a year and a half. And with the most recent Omicron wave, we've had to pull back just a little bit, but we're already seeing signs of gaining momentum again. So I'm in charge of, focusing the startup community here in and around the building, and then also the investor network. There is an investor studio that is going to be opening up by the end of this month here at the ION, which is meant for investors, whether local or national, who are looking for a place to host their meetings. We really want investors to feel welcomed in Houston because we want their dollars to be to Houston startups. So it's an exciting time. It's a great position to be in. The ION team is charged up for 2022, and this is just beginning.
So I think it's so interesting that you mentioned how your job is essentially to bridge these connections. In a lot of ways, that's kind of Houston's biggest challenge, right, as an innovation ecosystem. So for you particularly, you know, how do you approach that idea of making these bridges across, you know, both literally and figuratively? You know, we have a very sprawled city. We also have industries that are, you know, not necessarily talking to each other. I just wonder how you see that as a challenge.
This is definitely the biggest challenge in Houston. And we want to flip that by density. Density is really the key to solving the challenge of connections and serendipity. You know, when you have a city, you know, the geographic region of Houston is massive. I grew up in Sugar Land. My wife grew up in Humble. We would have never met here in Houston. It's just too far of a distance for people to bump into each other. So we have to create that central hub for all things innovation. And, you know, this innovation district from downtown Midtown Medical Center was on that original headquarters 2 plan for Amazon. And this was, you know, what we were offering to Amazon to be a part of. Well, unfortunately, they didn't bite, but actually it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because now the ION and the ION district, which is 12 city blocks surrounding the ION, is a massive opportunity for the city as a whole to create that density. We have a common bond coffee shop in the building that will be opening up here shortly. And that's going to be the hottest coffee shop in Houston to run into a co-founder, tech talent, an investor. It really is exciting. So bridging those connections has been made easier now that I have a home that is as large as this. And, you know, I think through getting the word out, being, you know, warm and welcoming, and then, you know, really trying to create that central hub is kind of my solution for the challenge that is at hand. So hopefully we'll see a lot more people coming in town to connect. And if you can't make it physically, then digitally through LinkedIn or through other media channels like Innovation Map, to share that message, to share that information with the broader community.
I was going to say, we also have this new challenge of meeting up with people in a pandemic world, but I do think ION has made taken advantage of the opportunity to connect with people virtually through these virtual events that have been held over the past, you know, 2 years. And it's kind of unfortunate, because I feel like the ION missed its opportunity to really like hit the ground running with opening its space. But looking back on 2021 with an almost like an unplanned soft opening, you know, people moved in phases and events started happening in person in phases. But when you look back on what the ION accomplished in 2021, what were some highlights?
So, you know, with me coming in at the tail end of Q4, it really was the ION team that put together the hard work and dedication to ensure that over 95 events were produced for 2021. And those were a mix of in-person and virtual, and over 4,000 people were able to attend. These 4,000 people are just getting to know the Houston tech ecosystem, or they're veterans who have been in it for years. And the beauty is really bridging those, you know, two populations together. You know, how do we create that or archetype serendipity? There is a formula that's out there, with our friends from Accenture that talks about, you know, talent times collisions times resources times impact equals innovation. And it really is true. Talented individuals need to be in close proximity so that they can meet, they can create and collaborate. And, you know, the ION as a whole, you know, was impacted by the pandemic, but they have definitely pushed past that now. And 2022 is really our year to open our doors, welcome everybody in, because it is a place for all, and really showcase what Houston has to offer. Just this morning, we hosted Capital Factory here for their open coffee event. And it was great to see investors, entrepreneurs, you know, service providers mingling and creating connections for the future of businesses. So, you know, our last year was tough, as it was for a lot of organizations, but we pushed past it in 2022. Really, I do think that it's going to be our year to showcase to the world that Houston is open for business, and especially in the tech and innovation ecosystem.
Well, you mentioned the Investor Studio, but what else can people expect this year from the ION? New opportunities for engagement and collaboration?
So there's a few things that come to mind. You know, we have four accelerator programs that are housed here at the ION this year. We have the Aerospace Accelerator for Minority Business Enterprises. We have the Smart Cities and Resilient Cities Accelerator Program. And then we have Div Inc. Div Inc. is actually housed here at the ION. They're having a sports tech and 5G innovation accelerator that they're producing this year in 2022. And then finally, the Rice Alliance for Clean Energy Accelerator is going to be housed here. So we have four accelerator programs, all with applications open at this moment. So if you're interested in joining an accelerator program in one of those four areas, from clean energy to sports tech or smart cities to aerospace, you know, join, because the opportunity is now. You want to grow and scale your business. You want to learn from the networks and the mentors. That's what is housed here, is accelerators. Also, we have, you know, how to start a startup, and we have perfecting your pitch. All of these programs are on our Eventbrite page, where you can come and get to know what's happening in the startup world of Houston and how to get involved. So we have plenty of programs for startups. We want to take, you know, a regular Houstonian from zero to one in the startup ecosystem. And that's what this building is here for. We don't have memberships. We're not a member-driven organization. We do have a common desk on the second floor if you are looking for co-working and shared desk space. But as for the ION, we are focused on the community as a whole. And that's really exciting. Our first floor, our lobby, and our lower lobby are open to the public. So anybody who comes into these doors will be welcomed and, you know, introduced to the startup ecosystem.
I love that common desk space. I had a meeting there, and of course I saw the like renderings and the hard hat tour, but to actually see it come together, it was really cool. And it's so neat to have that, you know, right above all of the public facing activities over there too. I think it's, I feel like we've talked about this before, but, you know, Houston being a developing innovation ecosystem versus an established ecosystem, you know, as much as we want it to like get there already and are excited for what that means for Houston, it's kind of cool that Houston can kind of develop intentionally, learning from the mistakes of other ecosystems and really make it our own type of environment. But I wonder, is there anything that you have seen in the world that is like the ION? And is that good or bad that there's nothing like the ION, or that, you know, we're kind of creating this whole new thing, I think, essentially in Houston?
No, for sure. So we actually, you know, have gotten to, like you said, create a new district, a new innovation district of Houston. And the best part about it is it looks like Houston. Houston is the most diverse city in the country, and we get to have the opportunity to be a diverse tech and innovation ecosystem. That's something that every other city doesn't necessarily have the ability to do in America. You know, we are very intentional here at the ION for our programming to reach out to all of the different communities of Houston. We have a very close to my heart program called Plaza Tech. Focus on the Latinx community, and being first generation Cuban American, and seeing, you know, my dad come over from Cuba to America with nothing, and then me having the opportunity to help others grow and prosper here in Houston is a huge honor. So it's an amazing place that the ION is situated. It's at the convergence of Third Ward, Midtown, Montrose, the Museum District, and the Medical Center. All of that is right where the ION is. And so think about those communities right around in our neighborhood and how we can help all of those communities grow and develop. So I think it's a blessing. I think it's an opportunity for sure that Houston gets to create its own tech ecosystem the way Houston is built. And that's through our diversity. And you'll see that here at the ION. It's very intentional. It's meant for all. and it's open to all. So really looking forward to 2022 and showcasing that on a very high level.
Well, speaking of communities, I know you've cultivated one in your Friday morning meetups called Cup of Joey. So I know some people might not know of that. So tell us what these meetups mean to you and why you originally started them and where are they going in 2022?
Thanks. It's fun because, you know, the difference between a cup of Joe and a cup of Joey is the why. We ask why people wake up in the morning. That's the whole point of Cup of Joey. And it happens to be focused on tech and innovation, but it's really a microcosm of Houston. We have people from all over the region drive in. We have people from different nationalities, backgrounds, different age ranges, all coming together at Finn Hall in downtown Houston. It all started back during Houston Tech Rodeo when President Biden lifted the mask ban for that short period where we were able to have in-person events. And so we had a Cup of Joey every single morning of Tech Rodeo in 2021, and we continued it every Friday since. And so I don't know of another meetup that meets up weekly here in Houston, but this one is meant for anybody who's interested in tech, in innovation. And the reason why we chose Finn Hall is because it's literally the center of Houston. If you threw a dart at the map of Houston, this would be bullseye. Right outside of Finn Hall is Central Station for the Metro Rail Red Line. So it is right there in the middle of Houston. Parking's a little difficult, but we have sustained a growth of attendees every single week. And it's really exciting to see, you know, I have a friend now who was a bartender and he is starting a fintech education app. And this is what we need in Houston. We need more people who believe in their ideas and need help maybe on the business or the services side and starting their startups. So, you know, that plus I think she's been, another founder has been recognized on Innovation Map Dance Card. She's Erica Sinner, you know, has been involved since the first Houston Tech Rodeo in Houston and just launched her newest app called Dance Card. These are, you know, founders, dreamers, doers that are coming together at Cup of Joey. And what we plan on doing is just continuing it. We want to continue bringing people together because that's what Houston needs. We need the density, we need the connections, the collisions, and, you know, hopefully that creates more startups so that we have more to talk about on Innovation Map, more companies come to the ION to get investments and hopefully, you know, see where we go from here. 2022 is going to be a great year. It's just getting started.
I know you're an actual father, but do you feel kind of like a proud father of like the people who come to Cup of Joey and make those important and crucial connections and then go out and do well? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, it's somebody once told me that unreasonable repetition is how you build a business and parent kids. Well, you know, Cup of Joey is kind of the blend of that. We are unreasonably repetitious and every Friday, no matter what, we are at Finn Hall and you'll meet a group of people who frankly give a shit. They care. They want to be a part of this ecosystem and they want to help. And so seeing people succeed, find co-founders, find their chief marketing officer, where else in Houston would you go to find, you know, those people? Well, we're creating spaces now that you can find those people. So, you know, whether it's Cup of Joey, whether it's at the ION, at the Canon, at Greentown Labs, you know, these are spaces for future entrepreneurs to come together and to create companies. So it's been exciting to be a part of this. And I really do look forward to, you know, how to create more opportunities for people to connect and to get together so that they can create, you know, startups that can change the world.
Well, obviously, attending a Cup of Joey would be a great starting point. But what other advice do you have for future founders or, you know, early stage startup founders that are looking really to tap into both connections in Houston, but also resources?
I say show up. Just show up. Like It's so underrated. And, you know, through pandemic, obviously it was a tough thing to do, but showing up is the first step. You know, there are over 400 to 500 events at the ION, Greentown Labs, and other, you know, ecosystem partners every single year. There has to be an event that fits what you're looking for. And so showing up to one of the, you know, hundreds of events each month to be a part of, to network with, you know, fellow Houstonians. And then my second piece of advice would be, you know, to don't be afraid, you know, walk up and say hello. That's where serendipity, you know, comes in, is if you don't, you know, say hello, there is no possible connection to be made. So I really hope for people to show up and say hello. And, you know, we're trying to do that here at the ION with Working Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, we have our doors open for people to work in our flex space on the lower lobby. And these are, you know, desks with chargers, with, you know, power outlets. You have Wi-Fi. We'll have coffee available. And, you know, Wednesday is just one day. You can come any day and walk through the doors. But Wednesdays is intentional that we're going to try to create collisions on Wednesdays until there's too many people for Wednesday and we have to make Working Thursdays and Working Fridays and so on and so forth. So it's exciting. These are all just getting started. The momentum really is building, but it's the second week of the year and it feels like we're getting off to a great start.
Absolutely. Well, that's great information for anyone out there looking to get involved. But, you know, just to wrap up, I think anyone who's met you knows you kind of exude this love and passion for Houston. I can relate, but I get to talk to a lot of people who are rediscovered Houston or are, you know, after moving back, or people who are brand new to Houston and still have that passion. But I wonder for you in particular, what makes you so passionate about Houston and specifically its tech and innovation ecosystem?
Well, my passion from Houston just stems, you know, actually back in third grade. I don't know if many people know this this story, but being in Fort Bend ISD, Austin Parkway Elementary, our third grade field trip was to downtown Houston. And it was transformative to me to see the big buildings, to go into the tunnel system. And I just remember, you know, falling in love with the city and the skyline. And so the passion for Houston runs deep. You know, that's what brought me to the Greater Houston Partnership and, you know, has driven me since. So connecting Houston is a really big, big passion of mine. On the tech and innovation side, it's a personal, you know, element of my life. My brother and my best friend, both being in the tech industry, moved from Houston to Seattle and to Boston. And they did that around 7 years ago. Now, our ecosystem has transformed in the last 7 years. And, you know, I don't want to see people leave Houston to go be a part of tech. I want us to create a tech and innovation ecosystem here that rivals anywhere in the world. And I think we're building that right now. It's an exciting time in Houston. And, you know, our tech talent needs to stay. We need to lure more tech talent to Houston, whether that's fresh off, you know, college graduates or people who are looking to get away from the exorbitant rent prices from other cities, maybe on the coast. We see a lot of people moving from, you know, California and Boston to Texas and to Houston. And that's really exciting because, you know, I believe in this city. It's not the mountains or the rivers that we have here in Houston, but it's the people. The people are really the assets of the city. And I want us to showcase that. But you can't see the people on a daily basis. That's called traffic on 59. So where in Houston would you go that's a public realm that you have the ability to meet the coolest people in Houston? That's the ION. That is essentially our ION Plaza. Walk into the door, you'll meet somebody who's doing something that could change the world. And that's what I want to see more of in Houston, is those types of people coming together. And if you're interested in getting involved and being a part of, you know, a tech startup that could change the world, then, you know, come out, come say hello, find me on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn on the digital side. Physically, LinkedIn here at the ION, its connection center. So really think that we can create a tech ecosystem that can rival anywhere else in the world.
Well, I totally agree. And I love that story of you being a third grader going downtown and falling in love with Houston. I also was raised in Fort Bend County, and mine was the Galleria, where I was like, I can't believe this exists. It's so cool. But it's like, I never thought of that until you said that. I was like, yeah, I remember like in being in awe of the Galleria. And that was my moment of being like, Houston's awesome.
What high school?
I went to private school. So
St. Agnes. Elkins High School. And it's amazing. That's another thing I do want to add, is this Houston region, is really, it's 7.9 million people. If you count everybody in our, MSA, and you know, it's not all about Houston proper. It's not just the inner loopers that are innovative. It's actually quite the opposite. We have so many innovative, people around in and around the region, that we created this idea called the Seventh Ward. This is, Houston originally started with 6 wards, and now the Seventh Ward is the digital community of Houston. It's creating a neighborhood of sorts across boundaries and across geographic region. And if your zip code starts with a 7 and a 7, you're in the Seventh Ward, which if you're listening to this, and you're in Houston, guess what? Or in your Houston region, you're in the Seventh Ward. So we started a podcast as well. These are just a group of that have come to Cup of Joey. They spun this out in about 3 months and now have about 7 episodes out there. It's on Spotify. So if you want to check out Seventh Ward Speaks, it's there. And it's a pretty great initiative to see, because it was a group from Sugarland, from Friendswood, from Baytown, and they all wanted to be a part of this tech ecosystem. And I think we all are a part of it. We just need to talk about it in a different way.
Well, that's really cool. I'll have to look that up. I haven't heard of this concept of the Seventh Ward, but I love that. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Joey, for joining me. It's so great to catch up and see all that you're doing and getting me really excited for 2022.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.